We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, which begins Din Shelosh Seudos, the laws of the third meal. So we'll begin with the words of the Mechaber that tells us the Hezahir Ma'od L'Kayim Seuda Shlishis, that a person should be extremely cautious to try to have this third meal, to the point that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara that says the Chayav Adam L'Echol Shelosh Seudos B'Shabbos, that there's an obligation to do so, and the Asmachu Hu'Akra, that the reason why we have to have three meals is based on a pasuk. Tekstiv, as it says, V'yemer Moshe chluhu hayom ki Shabbos hayom la'Hashem hayom losim su basada. So it's referring to that a person will not be found in their field working, rather they'll be in their house on Shabbos, which is hayom. And you'll notice in that pasuk it says the word hayom three times, so that alludes to the obligation of having to have three meals. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us the apple ani ha'iver memakum memakum sarach litin lo kol hashosh seudos b'Shabbos. It's something which is an obligation for everyone, even someone who does not have the financial wherewithal to be able to support themselves. They're dependent on others. Nonetheless, they have to make it their business to be mekayim this mitzvah of shosh seudos. Now the Mechaber continues and says v'afim hu soiveya, even if you're already pretty full, nonetheless yochol kaimosa b'kabetza. You don't have to have a whole lavish meal. You can have even a small amount of kabetza, a volume of an egg, that would be sufficient. That would be fine. V'imi yeshulo klal echol. Let's say you're so full that it's just not possible for you to have a single bite. So in that situation, inu chayim l'tzaras atzmi. You don't have to cause anguish and physical pain to be able to have this third meal. And the Mishnah Berurah says logically, the hasud l'oneg nitna volatzar. The reason why we have these three meals is for oneg Shabbos, to enhance our Shabbos, to make it more enjoyable, and not in any way to make it uncomfortable. However, the Mechaber does tell us that the hachacham einav b'roisho, especially in the winter months in which Shabbos ends so early, that a chacham has to will be able to gauge the amount of food that they eat during the day, the Sudas Shabbos, the lunch, if you will, so that they're not going to be so full a couple hours later they won't be able to have their Sudas Shabbos. Just another quick halacha that's brought down in the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. He says as follows. He says that just as we find by all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, Shabbos gam kan hanoshim im hanoshim. Men and women are alike when it comes to Shosh Seudos. And he says, v'im yira sha'al yidei sha'eichel harbe besuda haboker. If you say you're going to eat a lot in the morning, he kashal echel achar, can you be too difficult for you to eat the meal afterwards? Oz tov l'mait b'chilaso. Then, as we mentioned, that's better not to have such a big lunch. The Alzeh Nemar HaChochamein of Barosha, which we quote already. And then the last thing that he says over here is the question as to why it's called Shalosh Seudos, which means three meals. The truth is, that's, you're not eating three meals, you're eating a third meal, Seuda Shlishit. Why is it called Shalosh Seudos? This one meal is called three meals altogether. And he says the reason is as follows. He says, Shemeshtei Seudos Harishonos, when it comes to your first two meals, Friday night and Shabbos lunch, Enu Nikr Lanu Kibedes HaShabbos Imachilaso. It doesn't really show that you're doing anything special. After all, during the weekday, as he says, you also have two meals. Typically, you'll have a nice dinner, you'll have a lunch. Abul Aksham Shabbol Echol Hasudah Shlishis. Once you go out of your norm of having only two meals, you have a third. Be'ochol Af She'enu Toivla, even though you may not have the desire and hunger to be able to eat a third meal, Nir Lanu, it's clear, She'ochol Kavidus HaShabbos, that the third meal is only for the honor of Shabbos. And therefore, once you say that, Sova Hochiach Al Techilaso, that the last thing that you did will prove that which you've been doing previously. Shekamokin Ochol Harishonus Lekavod HaShabbos, that the first two meals also were for the sake and honor of Shabbos. And therefore he says, since it's only through the Seudah Shlishis, this third meal, that gives this perception that you're doing not only the third meal for the Kavod Shabbos, but other ones as well. Therefore, Kor Oso Mashem Shalosh Seudos. Therefore, when you have this meal, it's considered as three meals all combined into one.